Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Tuesday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass. Continuing the football discussion, national championship in the books, but we say hello to one of our favorites, Coach Derek Mason from the MTSU Blue Raiders. Coach, how you doing?
Chase, Big Joe, man, doing well. Tuesday morning, a lot of good football this weekend. Great game last night, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, what did you think about it last night? Ohio State defeats Notre Dame. They win the national championship. And does that mean all's right in Columbus, Ohio, even though they lost to their rival Michigan?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, this thing is about winning championships. You know, there's a lot of battles that are going to be fought. But, you know, the war ended, and when it was done, those Ohio State Buckeyes were victorious. So I know there's been a lot of criticism of Ryan Day and that unit. But when they set out at the beginning of the year, if you would have told a Buckeye Nation that they were going to win a national title, I think everybody would have said, okay. Now, sometimes how you get there doesn't exactly go the way you want it to go. And obviously – it passed through that road in Ann Arbor where folks were dejected. But what he was able to do, along with that football team, was show a steel resolve that sort of led them on a four-game stretch where they were the best team in college football. And at the end of it, they stand national champions.
As you look at this new format with the college football playoff, you know, there is a spot for Group of Five, which I think is very important. But obviously there's some things that they might need to tweak. From a coaching perspective, you know, what did you think of the first year and what are some changes maybe you'd like to see?
I like the playoff, right? I think really what it's going to come down to as we move forward, I like the ability of the Group of Five to find themselves, you know, in that playoff system. Obviously, I thought Boise State was the best team to represent the Group of Five, no doubt. And I thought they held their own. Obviously, you know, almost having an opportunity to advance. But, you know, as I look at it going forward, you know, I mean, those conference champions actually received byes, and most of those conference champions found themselves out of it early. I do believe going forward is going to be a situation where they're just going to rank the 12 best teams. And, you know, the 1 through 4 – those teams get byes, and now you have team, you know, 5 playing 12. You have, you know, 6 playing 11. You have 7 playing 10, so on and so forth. And I think that gives everybody what they want. I think the best teams in college football deserve the byes, not just the conference champion, because the conference champion doesn't necessarily mean that you were necessarily, you know, like the best team like in your conference. Sometimes, I mean, it's just about, you know, maybe injuries, maybe where you were that week. What happened? Good teams lose, right? So I still believe that, you know, we can still have this 12 playoff system or 12 team playoff system and give ourselves the best possible look. But who's to say that it was wrong? Because when you look at the Final Four, these were good games.
Absolutely. We talked to MTSU head football coach Derek Mason. Coach, do you think it's okay where it is at 12, or, you know, they might expand to 14 or 18, on and on? Do you like where it is?
I like where it is right now. I mean, will they expand? Of course they will. You know, to me, you're just looking at going later and later, okay, like into January, right? And plus you're going to the Super Bowl. At some point in time, we have to look at, you know, how this thing looks and how long it goes.
Right.
Because it's a long, long season, especially when you start talking about, you know, teams getting byes, you know, where does the playoff start? You know, do you eliminate conference championship games? I mean, what does it look like? And right now, I can't tell you.
Yeah, you're right. Coach Derek Mason, MTSU, is with us. All right, the portal, the first kind of one of the portals going through, there'll be another one in the spring. Did you like what you guys were able to do in the portal? I know it's always a work in progress, but your thoughts so far?
I love the portal, right? I mean, I know coaches, you know, don't necessarily like the portal windows, but the portal itself, I think this much, you get a chance to look at your team and – you're gonna lose some seniors. But what you have a chance to do is sort of through free agency is revamp your roster. And maybe there's people that were unhappy with where they were in it, and they need new opportunities. I think this much. I think NIL is for players. I think the portal, truly is for coaches. And I believe that. I think it gives, when players and coaches an opportunity to get it right, get the roster right, sort of be competitive from year to year. And I think this format, as we continue to iron it out with these portal windows, will eventually evolve into something that I think can give, programs from the CS level to the FBS level, they give programs a chance to be competitive every year.
Coach Derek Mason is with us. In regards to the portal, because obviously watching the playoff and stuff, in the bowls, do you like that the portal opens when it does, or do you think that they should look at, potentially moving that to after? I know it'd be tough after the championship game, today, but, looking at guys that are wanting to leave during a playoff run or a bowl game run, I do have a little bit of an issue with that, and I'm wondering how you look at it from a coaching perspective.
Yeah, I think this much, right? I think right now, it sits where it sits, and it's somewhat problematic. But I think as we work through, what's happening with NIL, and as universities start to become a little more aware of how they build out information for their student athletes and what they hold their student athletes to, I think student athletes should be held to the idea of playing in bowl games. I do, right? They committed to a school, they went through the experience. Nowadays, they're actually through NIL having an opportunity to earn for those experiences, and I think that makes sense. I think for some of these guys, you really need some of these games to bolster your portfolio. I mean, really, what your resume is. People want to see you playing big games. They want to see you playing games that have been big time. Emphasis on them, whether we're talking about TV or whether we're talking about the opponents that you play. So I think we're just in a space right now where we're trying to get all these things worked out. The windows are a little tough. I think it takes away from the competitive essence of what teams are because they're not at full strength. But it also gives some of these young guys an opportunity to play. But what we're seeing on the young side is that since they haven't played enough all year, they're just green when it comes to these bowl games, and so the bowl games don't look as competitive as they should.
That's a great way to put that, Coach. Thank you. February the 13th, big event. Chase and I are going to be there. You're going to be there, called Blue Bloods in the Round, benefiting MTSU Athletics NIL program, taking place at Humble Baron at Nearest Green Distillery down in Shelbyville. A beautiful venue, a beautiful night. A lot of great people, a lot of great songwriters. Everybody's invited. Coach, how important are events like this to what you guys are trying to do with the NIL Collective? Because this is a big deal on Thursday night.
Absolutely. We have our first NIL event, centered around, a pre-Valentine's Day opportunity. So, for those who can't think of, something special, this is going to be, a one-off special event that I think, any significant other, would love to see. As we look at These events are the lifeblood of our programs and what we do. We just happen to have enough relationship capital and sitting, not far from the Music City. This whole idea of what we can do in this space, with ALC, Big Loud, man, we have this opportunity, man, to present something that I think very few universities across the country can do.
Sure.
Because of where we sit. So this is going to be a great time for us to sit down, relax, hear some of the Blue Bloods in the Round in terms of their songwriting abilities and what they produce. Because some of these writers have written songs for people like Morgan Wallen, Carrie Underwood, Kenny Chesney, Blake Shelton, Little Big Town, just to name a few. So we're talking about something that's going to be unique for those experiencing it. I know it's unique for us at MTSU because it gives us a chance again to push our collective and see what this NIL space is going to yield for our student athletes. But it's going to be a great event. February 13th, you know, at 6. It's going to go from 6 to 9, and it's going to be something that's fun. So I would definitely suggest you get your tickets as soon as possible.
Yeah, just go to BlueRaiders.com for all the information that's there. It's at that beautiful place, Humble Baron at Naris Green Distillery down in Shelbyville. Coach, this is great. Thank you for this, for your insight. And, Chase, and I look forward to seeing you on February the 13th.
Chase, Big Joe, my people. Take care. Go Blue.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Coach.